Afghanistan. This time it's Paris, Berlin, Warsaw, and Prague. It's to shore up support among our friends in NATO, to put to rest what Duncan called those funny European feelings about the Americanization of the war. From my perspective, he told me, there would be something new to write about. No one had ever profiled McChrystal in Europe. Duncan was a talker. He hinted, I'm in the know. I'm in the loop. I'm in the room. What do you make of Karzai's outburst the other day? I asked. Hamid Karzai, the U.S. ally and Afghan president, had threatened to join the Taliban, the U.S. enemy. He'd done so just days after President Barack Obama had met with him. That make life difficult for you? Duncan blamed the White House. The White House is in attack mode, he said. It took President Obama a long time to get to Kabul. They threw the trip together at the last minute. We had 6 hours to get it ready. Then they came out of the meeting saying how much they slammed Karzai. That insulted him. I took notes. This was good stuff. Duncan spun from McChrystal. The general had invested months of his time to develop a friendship with the Afghan president. Karzai is a leader with strengths and weaknesses, he said. My guy has inherited that relationship. Holbrooke and the U.S. ambassador are leaking things, saying they can't work with